After touring campus apartments, Governor Charlie Baker sat down with area veterans at Soldieron's Transitional Housing and Homeless Shelter. With a mission of ending veteran homelessness, CEO Jack Downing recalled the saying that changed his vision was that every American service member who put on the uniform made a pledge to die for the country.
And I was running a program at the time in 2002 that housed veterans in a shelter and thought used clothing and standing in lines for food was acceptable. And when I finally heard, "I will die for you," I realized they deserve to have everything I want for my family.
The 39 units at Soldieron's Gordon Mansfield Veterans Community operate under a model allowing a veteran to own his or her apartment. Downing says the nonprofit has found that veterans who have experienced homelessness or addiction feel safe and secure in communities with fellow veterans.
What we call the virus in our community. People say, "How did people get better here?" He said, "Ah, we got to get them to get the flu." They said, "What do you mean?" I said, "How do you get the flu?" They said, "I don't know. You just one day you're around people who are sick, you get sick." Well, that's what we do here. We say you're around people that are sober and living good lives, you're going to get the virus. And you're going to get the flu when you're going to get better.
Downing says they plan to open similar units in Northampton, Agawam, Chicopee, Albany, Jackson, Mississippi, and at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey. Francisco Urena is Massachusetts' new Secretary of Veterans Services. The 34-year-old spent 8 years in the Marine Corps and has a Purple Heart for injuries suffered when deployed to Iraq.
I don't belong behind a desk. I belong in the community, engaging with our leaders to ensure that we are accountable to services, to ensure that we are accountable to families, and more importantly, that we are accountable to our veterans to bring them what they need to succeed, that we shouldn't be holding them back.
Governor Baker says he will be constantly asking Urena and Secretary of Housing and Economic Development Jay Ash how Massachusetts can expand programs like Soldieron.
Now, the problem with the way a lot of stuff in government works is you got services over here and you got housing over here, and this distance in between might as well be a country mile, okay? Or 100 miles. And so you can never figure out, and so what would end up happening, of course, is the people who needed the services over here would decompose because they couldn't get to them because the shelter they were in was over here. So then they'd end up in the hospital, in the ER, here, there, and everywhere.
According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, more than 370,000 veterans live in the Bay State. Urena says the main issue for his agency is not a lack of resources, but making people aware of and helping them access available aid.
Ending homelessness is not just providing a home to folks, it's providing the community the jobs and the services to be able to assist that. And not recreating new services and not adding more services, it's connecting the existing services that we have and being able to deliver that in an accountable manner.
Governor Baker's visit to the area days after being sworn in was meaningful for Dave Hastings, the superintendent of Southern Berkshire Regional School District and an Army veteran.
His being here in the Berkshires sets a great tone, but even maybe more importantly, his being here to support veterans and try to eliminate homelessness within the veteran community. If that sets a wonderful tone for his term, I think that'll be absolutely great.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.